Hello, I'm Shelha Vitsimcha, and you're with TTN HD and ProductionLiveOnline.com, and we're here with Michael. Michael, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I come from Portland, Oregon, and we've been producing and putting together this show for art education, creating an event to break down barriers and create change.
So you're the co-founder of Break the Silence Foundation, which is one of the foundations sponsoring the event Share a Stage 2010 on Friday and Saturday. And you basically, the five nonprofits that came together to facilitate this amazing event that's coming up. Tell us a little bit more about the event and what inspired you to make this happen.
Well, the one commonality, the one thing that breaks down all barriers is art. And art has a way of reaching people. And my philosophy and thought was, to stop the violence, you have to use your talents. And that's kind of the kernel where it started.
You have to use your art to break the barriers.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what type of talent you have. You could be a bricklayer, you could be a landscape architect, you could be a guitar player, a singer, a filmmaker. Stopping the violence and using your talents, kind of like what hip-hop, the original concept behind hip-hop was to bring two sides together that had an argument, and they'd dance it off, or they would play ball and they'd ball it off. And the winner of that game or dance was the winner of the argument, as opposed to gang violence.
So it's using your skills instead of directing your energies to negative places, directing it to a positive place of creativity.
That's right.
And this is what this event is really for. The event is going to be a benefit for bringing together these five nonprofits, and they're going to be coming together to open the Greater Boston Center for the Arts. And it's going to be art education for inner city children and aspiring professionals. So Michael, maybe give me something about yourself, or maybe something you remember from being a child, or really anything from your life that maybe a place where you came from, and you know, now you're here to help and bring it forward, really share it forward, because you're now at this advanced place of a founder of an organization, and you want to inspire those young artists.
Yes. One of the things that I say is, you know, anger is a natural emotion. Violence is a choice, and it's about choices. It's okay to get angry. Everybody does. We all get angry. But it's what you do with that anger that determines who you are as a person. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
I actually recently learned that when you have a skill and something, a talent, and you don't bring it about, it becomes frustration. Right? And we're talking today so much about bullying and violence, and really when a kid gets to focus on what he could do, on his virtues instead of his problems, it makes the kid more relaxed and flourish. So that's incredible.
It's about making choice, about focusing in as opposed to focusing out. It's about being accountable for you and your actions. That's pretty much focusing is the most important thing.
So just a few words from you about what's going to be really happening right behind us. What's going to be happening here in downtown Boston on Saturday?
An evolution of the blues, essentially. Share our stage, an evolution of blues. Showing how blues, because of blues, we have rock, we have hip-hop, we have R&B. It's an evolution. Chris Thomas King is blues. My hero is urban pop. They're going to blend together.
So they're going to be playing at the same time?
At some point on stage, they will join in. After Chris Thomas King is done with his performance, my hero will come out and join in with Chris Thomas King and actually show an evolution of the blues.
Wow. An evolution of the blues. Tell us about your background in blues. What got you... Blues is your strength.
Well,
one of them.
Love is the strength of all, but I worked with a blues legend, Mr. Robert Lockwood Jr. I was fortunate enough to be involved with Robert's career, and that's kind of what started all this, pretty much. One of the things that I noticed about Robert is when Robert would be interviewed, being the legend that he is, those of you who are not familiar with King Bissett Flower Hour, it was started by Sonny Boy Williamson and Robert Lockwood Jr. And one of the things about Robert is whenever he'd be interviewed by fans or anybody who would want an autograph from him, if he saw children, the ones who were learning how to play guitar, he'd notice them and he would stop the interview, say, "Excuse me, I need to go and talk to the kids." So this is in memory of Robert Lockwood Jr., essentially, how he would reach out to children to lift them up. He used art as a catalyst as well.
Wow, that's incredible. So we're really bringing all these incredible people together. And I'm sure there are lots of more incredible people out there that would like to join this cause. So you could look up Share a Stage 2010, and this is the event that we're going to bring here to Boston on Friday and Saturday this week. And we'd really appreciate any part that you'd like to take of it. Just come, enjoy, bring your family, friends. And just like one thing, tell me one thing that you like about
Boston. The vibe. I love the vibe. I love the positive energy. It's very similar to Portland, Oregon, I'll tell you that. But I love the vibe and I love the creativity. You know, the sun rises in the east. And so you can tell the creative energy and brilliant minds here are all derived, I believe, you know, from that. So.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And please do, when you have a chance, go to www.bts-foundation.com and take a look at what we're doing and what we're trying to create with your help. Together as one, we can break down the barriers and stop the violence. Use your talents.
From your words to reality. Thank you so much again, Michael. And thank you guys for being with us. I'm Shel Havitim Khan. You're with TTN HD and Production Live on Lineline.com, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.